الحديث الثاني والأربعون the 42nd حديث عن علة بن مالك قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. This hadith has been reported by Anas ibn Malik. His kunya is Abu Hamza. Anas ibn Malik is Abu Hamza. رضي الله عنه. He's reported a lot of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one that his mother, when the Prophet came to Medina, alayhi salatu wasalam, she didn't have anything to give to welcome him. But she had her son, Anas, the messenger of Allah. Let this boy be serving you. So that was how Anas ibn Malik served the Prophet for 10 years. He served the messenger for 10 years. He was living in the house of the messenger for 10 years. So one day he came to their house, the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, came to their house. And when he was going, his mother, he prayed for them, prayed for the whole house. His mother said, the Prophet, oh, sallallahu, what about this, your gulam? This, your small boy, sallallahu, pray for him. The Prophet prayed for Anas ibn Malik. Radiallahu anhu. So, he reported this hadith. He said, Samitu Rasulallah, the other things about Anas ibn Malik, we'll just have to go ahead, inshallah, because of time. سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول I heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام say قال الله تعالى don't forget حديث من قدسيك يا ابن آدم the Prophet said Allah said oh son of Adam this makes us understand that we can use pronouns and verbs that are masculine to cover up women he says ابن آدم no woman should come and say no it does not include me Women don't know me, say no Adam, me I'm been to Adam. A similar thing has been said regarding a hadith. Recently, it's getting popular now, that's why I want to mention the matter. But because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that kullu gulamin murtahinun bi'aqiqatihi tuzbahu lahu aw tuzbahu anhu yawma sabi'ihi wa tuflaku ra'asahu. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa tusamma that the every child every gulam means a young boy little boy so they say it means that because it says shave the hair shave his hair too so you should not shave the hair of a girl a baby girl you should not shave the hair of a baby girl because it is gulam that's mentioned the women are like men in the rulings of the sharia So the fact that the word gulam was employed does not mean that it does not cover the banat or jariyat or jariya. No, it covers both the jariya and the bint or banat. So one of such things is this hadith. It says, you know, Adam, because it says gulam, don't you know it does not cover girls. Because the male pronoun and noun and all that are used for to cover both men and women. So the women are going to be exempted when another text comes to show that no, women are exempted. That was why when the Prophet was talking about Izar, he said, Izaratul mu'min nisfu saq. That the lower garment of the mu'min is to the half of his chin bone. Umm Salama was asking that our legs should be exposed. She didn't say, oh no, except we women, no. Because izaratul mu'min, this mu'min is a kalima, is a word for men. She didn't say, no, me, I'm not mu'min, I'm near we. She said, we, our legs should be exposed. It means she acknowledged the first fact that their own lower garments too have to be to the chin, to half the chin bone. The scholars have mentioned that of white. Just what we are saying here is Ibn Adam does not mean that it does not contain women. Women are also included. Innaka mada outam, it depends. Don't say no, you didn't say innaki. Innaka covers both men and women. He says, Innaka mada outani wa rajautani gafartu laka. As long as you invoke me, mada outani, you will not invoke me except that. Instead of going not and except, you say, as long as you invoke me, these things come up in translation. Somebody will translate this and say, you will not invoke me except that I do so. It's correct, lexically, but it's not, it's, they'll say it's kumba. So you can say, as long as you invoke me, it means you will not invoke me except that I do so. They are the same thing. English people, sorry. But it happens. Many times when people talk about narrations like this. So innaka mada outani, that is, as long as you invoke me, warajautani, ulama say this is the condition. You invoke me, warajautani, and look up unto, hopefully. Many people invoke Allah and they are not hopeful that Allah will answer their prayer. So what one of those things that make dua answer is what? Hoping in Allah to answer the invocation. So mad outani warajautani. As long as you invoke me and hope in me that I will give you response, I will answer your prayer. Gafar tulaka, I forgive you. I will forgive you. Alama kana minka wala ubali. Alama kana minka ma lil umum. Everything you had done before, as long as you invoke me and you hope that I'll do it for you. All your sins. Ulama say both Sagir and Kabir. Alama. Everything that you had done. Mada outani, warajautani, illa gafartilaka. As long as you pray, you seek my forgiveness, and you hope in me that I will forgive you, gafartu laka wala ubali. I forgive you and I don't care. No matter how much you sin, Allah forgives. He called our attention again, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yabna Adam, law balagat zunubuka anana sama. If your sins were to reach the apex of the heavens, the top, it filled the whole earth, and then filled the gap between the earth and the heaven, and then got to the top of the heavens. Now, if it were that, it will do that. It does not mean that it will do that. It is now, if it were that, it will get to that extent, but it will not get to that extent. So if it gets to another sama, summa stagfartani, and then you seek my forgiveness, gafartu laka wala ubali, I will forgive you and I don't care. So those people who go around start warning people that they should be careful, Allah will not forgive them. They will end up in hellfire forever. Hey, they should be careful here. Because perhaps Allah will forgive those people and not forgive them. They. So people should be careful about saying that Allah will not forgive a person. Because he said, even if the sins go to the heavens, but Iblis deceives people. Some people commit some sins that they don't think that they can commit. And they start thinking that Allah will not forgive me. It is Iblis and I want to finish him. He finished him the first time, I want to finish him again. In Allah, Yaghfiru Dhunuba Jami'a. It's not be ibadi, anni, ana al-ghafuru al-rahim. Tell my slave that certainly I am the one who forgives and shows mercy. So Allah forgives ikhwan. So if he gets to the tip of the heavens, he says he forgives. Wala ubali. He says, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا. If you come to me with what fills the whole earth. If you have that, you know now that if you slice it in, it has chatters. It has the core, it has the mantle, and then it has the crust. The core is also subdivided, the mantle is also subdivided, and the crust is also subdivided. They say the mantle is about 78% of the earth crust, earth interior, and all that they did in geology and all that. Imagine that all those mantles, all those things, all those particles inside upon that block earth upon which we are, imagine that they are things. The same, imagine that the thing fills up the earth. You know, the shape of the earth is spherical. So it is filled up with things. Imagine that it is filled up with things. That is by with which you come to me, Quran the Arab. That is what fills the earth of things. Kataya. Summa latifani. And you come to me with that. You didn't seek forgiveness before you died. After that, you come with that to me. La tushiriku bi shay'a. Not ascribing any partners with me, la ataytuka bi qurabiha maghfiratan, I will give you its like in forgiveness. Inna Allah wasi'ul maghfira. You come with what you, the whole earth in thing, I will give you its kind. Just don't bring association of partners with me. Don't bring shirk. Don't join partners with me. So now tell the people that Allah will not forgive them. This hadith refutes the Khawarij. Make us understand Allah forgives him. It does not differentiate between young and minor things. All the only thing is their shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalika liman yashaa. So, one, this opportunity for everyone to be hopeful in Allah's forgiveness. Because one of what the shaitan does for us is to destroy the people thinking that they can never be forgiven. Once that comes up, it finishes the people. Once this one comes up, that hey, the people will not, they will not be forgiven, you finish them. So Allah forgives and is ready to forgive as much as the sins could be. If they fill from the earth to the heavens, he is ready to forgive. If they fill the entire earth, he is ready to forgive. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be hopeful in me, in him, that he forgives. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith has been reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi. It has a lot of fawaid. So we have to go ahead, inshallah. وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Imam al-Tirmidhi said that this hadith is حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. He told us what that means many times, inshallah. So this is the end of the hadith, 42, in the Arba'un of Al-Imam al-Nawawi. So Imam al-Nawawi said at the end, I'm sure we have that too, but فَهَذَا أَخِرُ مَا قَتَبْتُهُ. This is the last of what I have intended. مِنْ بَيَانِ الْأَحَادِيثِ الَّتِي جَمْعَتْ قَوَائِدَ الْإِسْلَامِ. When the presentation of those narrations that entail the foundations of Islam, وَتَضَمَّنَتْ مَا لَا يُحْصَى مِنْ أَنْوَاءِ الْأُلُومِ الْأُصُولِ, and that includes a lot of things that cannot be counted. Too many things, numerous to be counted. مِنْ أَنْوَاءِ الْأُلُومِ, of the various branches of knowledge. فِي الْأُصُولِ, in the issues of أُصُول, issues of أُصُول. We mentioned لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارَ, that is one of the foundations in أُصُول. We mentioned many other ahadith too as we read them. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. It's connected to everything. These are issues of foundation. وَالْفُرُوعُ, and the branches, issues of adhkar and all that, nawafil, good deeds. وَالْآدَابُ, etiquette, how to do something. Don't do it like this. Give salam, ashi salam, love yourself and all that. وَالسَّائِرِ وُدُوهِ الْأَحْكَامِ, and other aspects of ruling. The Muslim is forbidden to be killed. What did he say there? Except in la min salah. Except in three, from three angles. And he told us, all those are issues of ruling, ahkam. He told us about them. So these are the things that he intended. Foundations, issues, fundamental rules that concerns the different aspects of the branches of the Islamic knowledge. So this is the end of what he intended to compile. He said, wa billahi tawfiq. And with Allah alone is success attained. He says, وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then the praise, the peace and blessings of Allah. He says, O Allah, صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ. That is, he says, وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَسَلِّمْ. So, O Allah, صَلِّ, send your blessings Allah Muhammad upon the Prophet Muhammad wa alihi and his household, wa sallim and send them peace. Instead of saying wa sallim, he said salli and he made takhir of wa sallim. So the sallim will come with kasri lam. The kasri lam. So wa sallim. Pray the blessings and benedictions upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the members of his household. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Many times you start something and you never finish it. You just say, ah, it started but I didn't finish it. People like Al-Imam al-Nawawi, alayhi rahmatullah, had that. But those ones that he finished were wonderful. The ones that he did not finish, people were not able to finish it after him. Alayhi rahmatullah. He started the book, Majmu' al-Sharh Muhazzab, one of the best books on Fiqh al-Shafi'iyah, on Fiqh al-Khilaf. It's in about 20-something volumes. He didn't finish it. He started the Sharh of Sunan Abi Dawud. He started the Sharh of Sahih Bukhari. The Hafiz ibn Hajar used to refer to the Sharh of Sahih Bukhari. He didn't finish it. He started many works, alayhi rahmatullah. Both the ones that he finished and the ones that he did not finish were wonderful works. The ones that he did not finish, they tried to finish it. Once you see his work, you know that Nawawi's statement has ended here. He starts saying other things. You know that it is not Nawawi you are spending in them. And he lived for only 45 years. Alayhi rahmatullah. Books, volumes. These were the real scholars. These are people who lived for knowledge. And Allah helped them to attain it. 45 years. Iman wrote a book that has 22 volumes in 45 years. He lived for 45 years. Are you going to accord him a professorial degree or what? Professor? Professor Imam al-Nawawi? La. Imam. Yeah, that he didn't have anything other than Imama. Lama. Suffices, Imam al-Nawawi. We are very learned people. And he has a share of Sahih Muslim. Its kind has never been written in 18 volumes. He had many books. Rahimahullah, Imam al-Nawawi. In the science of hadith, he also has books. He has a book of creed that Imam al-Suyuti did a sharh called Tadrib al-Rawi. Like that, he has many other books. He has Tahzib al-Lugha. He takes strange words in the Quran and Hadith and explains their meaning. He has many books. Imam al-Nawawi. Rahimahullah. And Allah blessed his books. One of the scholars who did a tahqiq of Riyad al-Salihin said, it's difficult to find a masjid and don't find Riyad al-Salihin in the masjid. Riyad al-Salihin. Only Allah knows the number of languages it has been translated. And it is still being translated. There are still English jobs, English translation jobs going on Riyad al-Salihin. The one has most recently completed the Sharh of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in 6 volumes. It will be printed soon, inshallah. Imam al-Nawawi, Allah bless his works and bless his life. We ask Allah to bless our lives too and bless us with useful works that will be. Look at, he died 760 something. From 760 something to 1431, 32. How many years? Over 800 years. He did a work that people read and read and enjoy and follow. How much of reward do you think he had gotten, alayhi rahmatullah, from our own works? And yet people have lived for 45 years, they find it difficult to perform 5 salats in a day. So you just know, people should know what they have lived for. And you should not think fool of yourself. Anything you have done, people have done better than it, billion times. If you are 60 today, you think that you are a professor of anything. People have done what you have never done before. Imam al-Nawawi. But he didn't like medicine. He says, Nazartu fi tibb. I started searching, reading about knowledge. Ubniya alayya. I didn't know what I was doing. For 6 months, he said he read anything, he didn't understand it. He says, Fataraktuha. I left it and I faced my work. That makes us understand that not every person can do everything. As knowledgeable as Imam al-Nawawi was, he didn't get involved in tibb. But Ibn Qayyim is all around that. He's in tibb, Nabawi, he's in fiqh, he's in tafsir. It's how Allah treated him. Imam al-Nawawi said, I started studying medicine, tibb. Because then the scholars didn't see themselves as people of Nahu and Sufu alone. They solve the problem of the people. They are the doctors, they are everything. Imagine how Ibn Qayyim would be. Imagine Ibn Qayyim. Imagine Suyuti. Imagine Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah. When Ibn Taymiyyah was discussing how a child stays in the womb of the mother, they asked him in Majmu' Fatawa that a child dies in the womb of the mother and the mother is died, is dead too. How do we do? Should we open it? He said, no, they should not open it. They said, how do we bury the mother such that the mother will be facing the kid, a woman carrying a child of existence? A pregnant Christian woman carrying the child of a Muslim. A pregnant Christian woman carrying a Muslim child. How do you bury the woman? Ibn Taymiyyah said, Rahimahullah, number one, bury her in a place that's not a grave site of the Muslims. So that solved the problem of having to bury a Christian in the grave site of the Muslims. It also solved the problem of having to bury a Muslim for necessity on a land that is not a grave site, and that's not a house, of course. How do you resolve the problem of the Qibla, having to have the child to face the Qibla? He said, alayhi rahmatullah, make the woman back the Qibla. And when the woman backs the Qibla, the child will be facing the Qibla. How did he know? Was he using stethoscope? So they were learned people. They studied these things. If you read his work, when you read what he discussed about moon sighting, you would think that he's the one who placed the moon there. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah. So this was how the scholars of Islam were. They were not restricted people like the way people want learned people to be today. People who don't know their left different from their right, except Nahu and Qaf. That's all. So if you bring any book in Arabic, they can interpret it even when they may not understand and interact with the message that it contains. This is how many people have become. Let's not become like that. Let's open our mind and learn and free. And people who teach and explain Islam to people too should not explain constricted and myopic explanation. It should be open, and people should be made to know that they too can become and be better than the one explaining to them. It's common with people. When they teach and explain things to people, they teach them in such a manner that those people remain their students forever. It's bad. Teach the people to liberate them to become perhaps better than you. It's very, very common. They will be making the people in such a way that they will not be able to leave them. They will not be able to be on their own. This was not what the Prophet did, alayhi salam. He taught people and made them human beings. Before he died, he was sending them to you, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. You go to so-so place. Abu Huraira, go to Bahrain. Ali, you go there. You go there. So he will remain in Medina. Alayhi salatu. He died in Medina. But many people, even Sheikh Uthman ibn Fudi, when he taught the people, he still that guy, he was sending that you are now capable, go there. You are now capable, go there. You are now capable, go there. If they taught those people to remain under them forever, when will they send them to go to places and sit down and open to keep Islam? All these acts of selfishness and unnecessarily blowing up themselves should stop in this ummah. Allah understand. أستغفر الله لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك آمين وإياكم إن شاء الله after رمضان من شوال we'll be reading the book of الإمام الترمذي الشمائل المحمدية how was the prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and how did he used to do things as a person. These were his words now we are reading. But he himself, how was he? How did he look? How did the Prophet look, alayhi salatu wasalam? How were his shoulders? What was he talking as a person? And how did he used to behave? How did he used to eat? How did he used to drink? How did he used to laugh? How did he used to sleep? How did he used to relate to people? How did he used to speak? If he talked to people, does he turn his back at them? How did he do things that we will consider today as personal things? We'll find in this book, inshallah. We ask Allah to preserve our lives until then and thereafter upon goodness. That will be from Shawwal, the first weekend in Shawwal, inshallah, if I'm around. But if I'm not around, the weekend that will follow, that will be around, inshallah. We ask Allah to safeguard our lives until then and thereafter. We're going to be in Ramadan very soon. Let each and every one of us use the opportunity to better himself. Think about, you know, your hereafter. And be sure that you will not live in this world forever. It is one Ramadan that you will make, you will not make another one. It is one sujood you will make, you will not make another one. It is one ruku' you will make, you will not make another one. How many of those have started a salah and did not end it? How many have started one Ramadan and did not end it? How many have started 1 year and did not end it? How many have started 1 day and did not end that day? Or month or week, as the case may be. This one may be your own last too. If you don't make use of the opportunity, the cost of the messenger will be upon you. May Allah save us from that. Abu Huraira recorded a hadith. This hadith is mentioned to be Hassan by the scholar Sheikh Ali Hassan Abdul Hamid and Salim al-Hilali mentioned this hadith to be authentic. That one day the Prophet ﷺ climbed his minbar, and as he moved one step, said Ameen, the second step, said Ameen, the third step, he said Ameen. They asked him, why did you say Ameen? So I said Ameen because Jibril was making some dua and was telling me to say Ameen. The first one, he says, the one that Ramadan comes unto him, the one who has his two parents old, and he did not from them attain al-Jannah, the curse of Allah be upon him. He said, I say Ameen. And then the one, man zukirtu indahu wa lam yusallim alayya, the one that I mentioned in his life, and he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The word of Allah be upon him. He said, I say Ameen. The third one is the one that Ramadan comes over to him, and the Ramadan goes, he's not forgiven. Ramadan comes and goes, he didn't gain forgiveness. Because he didn't work for forgiveness, he didn't do anything. Ramadan is just, he just did the Ramadan as he liked. The Prophet said, I said Ameen. So let's not be from those that Ramadan will come up upon them, and it will go and they didn't gain any forgiveness from Allah. So that Ameen will not fall upon us. We ask Allah to show us his favor and make good deeds easy for us. From the fact that the Prophet told Mu'az to say that Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika usni ibadatik, is evidence that we can pray for Allah to make acts of worship easy for us. The guy says, inni ala zikrika, help me to remember you, wa shukrika, and give you thanks, wa usni ibadatik, and be from the back of your slate. You say, inni ala, help me to do, help, make me strong to be able to do all these things. It means we can pray that Allah gives us the strength to do good deeds. So let's pray for Allah to help us to achieve the best in Ramadan. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. It is a question. We'll take this last question, inshallah, because of the time. Maltina and Maltoni, can we drink them? Well, I've not heard any of the scholars giving a fatwa that we can't drink them. Because things like that are things that concern all the Muslims. If you have to discuss what concerns the Muslims as general, it has to be discussed by the scholars who have a say over the Muslims in general. If not, you'll be exceeding your bounds. It's like somebody stand up now and say, no, in Nigeria now, I don't want Naira and Kobo again. Who say, who are you? Are you Central Bank? Because that is not his own jurisdiction. So things like, things that are done by all the Muslims, like saying, Maltonic is haram, Maltina is haram, it is those among the scholars who have a say over the rest of the Muslims that can say that. Unless you have a proof for us to say this thing contains alcohol and can prove it, the individuals can start moving away, and then we start giving those people evidence. As scholars, we heard that this one contains alcohol, so they will now give a general ruling for everybody. But if we don't have an evidence now for which we can stop theft before we start trying to convince those who can tell all the Muslims to stop, they will not stop. Unless you can prove we have evidence that it contains alcohol, then we can stop, inshallah. So if you don't have evidence, you don't need to start procrastinating. That maybe you should have evidence, maybe you should not have. Allahu Akbar. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanaka Allahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma inni as'aluka 'ilman.
Amen.